Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rings. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Georgia.
Hello. Hello.
You know, this is the anniversary tomorrow.
And that's what I was going to do for you today, but I want you to tune. The whole thing on the Tulsa. I don't want us to forget about Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had kind of laid out I was going to do, but I got to kind of readjust just a little bit. So I decided I wasn't going to do Tulsa until next week because I really want to deal with Minnesota, and I want to deal with it from a different perspective that everybody been dealing with. As some of you might have heard yesterday, when I called into Mays yesterday to tell him about the officer, because a lot of folks did not know that the officer and this guy worked together. For 17 years, they didn't work together for 17 years. The police officer, worked at the club for 17 years, And Floyd worked there for 2 years. Some of y'all might not know about Floyd's relationship with the hip-hop community and the NBA stars and some of the things that he did when he worked with Steven Jackson from the NBA. And a lot of things he did. And he was kind of an activist in a way. But I did my research yesterday and day before yesterday. I said, something is not right. And I was up all night with this stuff, and I'm going to try to get some of the sound bites for you. I had given, if my engineer get here, I have the sound bites because I kind of sent them to him. It's very important that you hear some of this stuff that went on. First of all, I think they should have charged the police officer with premeditated murder. And why did I say that? Because he worked with this officer for 2 years. I'm going to play the owners, the lady who owned the New Wave Club. That's the club she had, and the El New Wave. That's the club she had in Minnesota. And she had just sold this club, allegedly. But I also remember that this officer worked under with this lady at the same club when he killed another man and also brutalized. He got a lot of stuff on his record. Amy Klobuchar, Amy, the one that's the senator, she's been real quiet. She issued a little statement yesterday. When she was the attorney, she didn't even charge him with anything. She let him just walk. And we're going to try to pull some of that up for you, too, so you can know. And I find it very interesting that the only statement she made was that how she didn't charge him. And we're going to find some of that, and we're going to show you some of that. But the congresswoman, and that's what I mean, the only black congresswoman, Eli, whatever her name is, the one that's from Somalia, she really, that's what I tell black folks, the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, understand our plight and understand what we've gone through. They would have a position. The only black congressman for that district have not made a statement about the premeditation murder of Floyd. She made some of the 3 or 4 lines, but it had nothing to do with his execution, the premeditation, and they should really charge him with premeditation because it wasn't like he accidentally did it or all of that. And if you notice, the officer, he acted like he was having a good time getting off of killing this man. And there was other officers on the body, too. They finally start showing those other officers that was around there, and they should be charged. But it's a lot to do with this. My question is, did he have a fake $20 bill? If so, was he in the offices running something fake? I mean, what is going on? I'm doing more research about this club, too, because I think she's also with a news, with some group. Jimelita text me, give me the name of the group. I left it. This news group, La Raza, with the news stuff. And this club is very interesting. And the reason I say it's very interesting, and I'm going to play a clip of the governor later on when he was up this morning. He was speaking about, y'all tell me y'all probably asleep. It was about 2 o'clock this morning, and he was calling for the president to come in and help. And the reason he was asking for help, he said the cartels are in there trying to protect their drug stuff. He said the cartel is all up in there. They've identified all of the cartels who's up in there. And it's interesting because I found I don't know, I might put it, I haven't decided to put it on my Facebook or not. This guy who was dressed all in black, you can look and you can find him yourself, with an umbrella. And he was walking around, and he was breaking stuff. That's this white guy. And he was the first one to break stuff, and he had all black on, and he had this umbrella. And he was almost directing and guiding what these folks, and I'm so hurt. Because we're not talking about Floyd anymore and investigating the real deal about what happened to him. We already, the brothers and sisters are mad and they're burning down. And we're not looking at the brothers and sisters who are not strategizing for themselves. But what they're doing is they're following other people. about maybe 2 or 3 o'clock this morning. They was talking about Antifa being not only in Minnesota, but Antifa have been dispatched all over this country. Why? To destroy it. And I have to talk about the destruction to black people, because after all, you have to understand, I've lived through riots. When Dr. King was assassinated, you know, we were trying to stop the riots on the west side. And if you look at the west side now, they didn't come back and build it up. The Detroit, they didn't build up Detroit, Gary. And you have outside folks leading you to destroy your community. And they leave and go back to their community intact with their jobs and all other things. I didn't see the brothers and sisters leading the destruction. You, if you look closely, you will see you'll see most of the Europeans, these white folks out there leading them. And you'll see this black stuff they got on their hoods and all the other stuff. Now, to the Atlanta credit, that mayor, she said, look, this is terrible. This is not about Floyd. And she put our police officers together last night, and she walked them down. When I finally went to sleep about 3 this morning, I had to get back up at 4:30, I noticed that she had got order along with the governor in Atlanta. They was not going to let their business be torn up, or that city be torn up. Because this guy that I'm telling you about, he's one of the ones that torched that black man's building. The black man and his wife had put everything they had into this business, and they said they were black, but he torched that building. They don't have insurance because they didn't get a chance to open up their business. All I'm trying to say is we can't follow people for the destruction of ourselves. I think we have to deal with the execution of Floyd. And once you see the relationship between Floyd and the officer, Floyd worked at the New Wave, at the El New Wave Club for 2 years, and the officer worked for 17. And just keep in mind that the officer also was working with that club when he killed another black and when he brutalized some other blacks. The investigation, and I think that the AG and all of them was looking into it, is that the relationship between what's going on. That's why if you didn't see the news last night, you need to go back. You can start answering and putting them on hold if you want to. But if you look at the news from last night, and the governor was speaking, and the mayor, who was black from St. Paul, was speaking, and they start talking about the Antifa. They start talking about the cartel, and they said the cartel came there with weapon up, and they were shooting at their officers, and the black folks following behind them. If you look, they tearing up stuff, and they letting them go in there and get all the wine and the whiskey. I'm not trying to say anything about these brothers and sisters. I'm trying to separate how we always allow other folks to take whatever our tragedy is, and to live off of it, to excel off of it. I think this El New Wave, this Latina was a Latina club. And when that mayor said about, you need to look this up, at his press conference he had about 2 or 3 o'clock this morning, he said that the cartels was in there with their guns, Antifa was in there, the anarchists was in there, and then one reporter kept saying, well, is the white supremacist in there? He said, well, some of y'all keep saying that, but I'm trying to tell you why I am in touch with the president and some other folks because of the fascists in here. I mean, look, those folks burnt down the post office. Black folks don't do that. You got to take time and go through this stuff and see. And I want you to see this man with the umbrella. He's white, dressed all in black. And an umbrella walking around, and he kicks things off, and he was one of the ones who threw the thing into the police station, all the other stuff. All I'm trying to say is, if black, what happened with back in the 60s when Ayers bombed the police station and did all this crazy stuff, they let him out because he was white, and he came on back and became a professor, became an advisor to your president and all the other stuff. And the black folks still in jail and still could not get anywhere. I was back in the 60s working with Dr. King when these other, the whites would drive these folks to violence. And in fact, they tried to get them to turn on Dr. King and to put a division on what we were doing. One time we had a big, big thing. Because y'all got to remember, I knew Stokely Carmichael when, you know, he was from Haitian. He was a Haitian. And when he first came to Selma, and then I remember we were in Mississippi somewhere, and some of these folks are hollering, black powder. And black powder became black power. That's what people heard, but it was saying black powder. There was some burning of stuff, but it'd be outside folks. When I heard this young girl, I wanted to just hold her and just grab her. I wish I could have been near her. She looked at the camera, and she was very angry about Floyd, because I feel that in my bone. See, I didn't feel what this other girl talked more about what's happening in the Middle East than she do talking about the black folks. This other person who's not a descendant of an enslaved black in America who would not understand our pain. She have not made a statement at all. But you have to understand our pain in order to deal with it. So when I saw this little girl, she said, "We're not MLK." First of all, that's disrespectful. His name is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We're of the Malcolm X. I knew both. What they are doing, Malcolm never would have did that. They don't know Malcolm. But she was being led, and she was really truthful in her heart. She was hurting. She was hurting like all of us. If you notice, the night went away from trying to deal with this whole question and investigate Floyd. And they're talking about, oh, yeah, they're burning it up. Oh, we young folks, we ain't going to take it no more. We ain't going to do nothing. And being used once again. And I'm really hurt. Because when this happened, I immediately went and started trying to do some research. Something's wrong, because this man act like it was personal when I was looking at him. And he act like he was really having himself a ball. Like it was like, I don't want to say what he act like he was having. But anyway, but I said something is not right here. And that's when we began to do the research, and we found out about the L New Wave, that we found out about the club. And that's why if you listened yesterday morning, I called Mays, and I told him that it was something more to this, and it's still more to this. But in order for you as black people to know that something is more to this, I know you were sleeping. Those who are not riding, you need to look at the press conference last night. And they said the cartels came, they're armed, and they were shooting. And they said, And Antifa and all of them, put together by Soros, they were saying that they were, a lot of them anarchists, was headed for their grids and their reserve and different places. That's very important. He said, so because the men, they was out man, they were shooting it to go protect those places. Now, you know we ain't a bum. What the world are you going to tell the bank for? Their stimulus check probably was in there. You know, black folks, some things we don't think about and do. Why would you burn up the post office in the middle of your community? That don't make no sense. They are really destroying the community, and they're going to go back. So our community will look like nothing. And we're not talking about Floyd. We're not talking about the new wave. And like I said, Mr. George Floyd came from Houston. And I got some of his speeches and stuff, too. I might say some of this stuff for next week because I don't have time. I thought I had it all laid out, but I don't. Unfortunately, Titus, the stuff that we sent you. Because I wanted you to hear one of the speeches and one of the passions that Taylor had when he was out working with the brothers, this brother who was working on a homeless shelter and all of that. And like I said, Floyd... He, you know Steve Johnson.
The number down. I think the call dropped.
Oh, man. Who had a stroke kind of carabiner stuff out. I saw a person on a scooter loading up his stuff. Here again, that was distraction. And you heard a pop, pop, pop. They were just shooting everywhere last night.
314 Bianchi, right?
On the TV. And I couldn't figure out what it was until the governor came and he said what it was. He said that they was our man. And he said they did not run away. They did not say do not do it. They went to protect the reserve, a lot of different places they had, because the intelligence had told them that Antifa and the rest of them was going to go and destroy it. And they tried to come down to destroy it, which y'all in CC not supposed to be telling all this, and they backed them up. But they were supposed to just... And then, so you're going to have a city totally wiped out. I saw the Detroit chief on a station last night, and he was saying, those men, when that officer, he's a thug, when he put his foot on this man's, on his knee on this man's neck, and the other officers was on there too. You just keep seeing this one. I got pictures of the other officers. That he then crossed over from being a police officer to a criminal. This was a chief of police for Detroit. He said, and the police officers then were supposed to turn and arrest them. He said he have arrested many police officers. And why am I saying that? I know y'all might hate police officers, but all police officers are not bad. They have children. They have daughters, children, and all the other stuff. It makes me think about Renault Robinson, who organized the Black African American. He was the Black American Patrolman League. They changed the African American Patrolman League. And they organized black folks to look out for black folks. And that's why we said that the police department should reflect the community it served. Because you saw an Asian person standing over this man. We have to have people everywhere. That's why y'all holler. We have to have them in all levels of government. They're our taxes and it's our country. We need to put more police officers on the police force who's sensitive. If you notice, Beck, before he left, the acting superintendent, he removed merit selection so that you won't even be able to put no blacks together. You know, you can get some blacks to be supervisors. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And I wasn't happy when Laura said, F you. You are mayor. You shouldn't have done that. And then Prixler said, oh, he's a racist. We need to keep our eyes on the prize, which is this El New Wave and this officer and all the stuff that was said last night at the press conference. I'm going to take a break. I had a lot of tapes to play, y'all, but I got to figure out how I'm going to do it. I might not be able to do it. If I don't get it done all, I'll get with Mays and make sure that he plays some on Monday for y'all, because it was a lot of the guy's voice and some other stuff. It was a lot of things that, and I still want to know why the congressperson have not taken a position. The last thing I forgot, Joy Reid. This is what I'm saying. I know there's a diaspora because we all came from the continent. And when you look at the Americas, we all was descendants of enslaved. That's why we get along. But maybe Joy, being a family immigrated from Africa to come here, don't understand our pain. When I heard her say, it's like the white folks, she was trying to kick it off. They came here from England, and black folks are their subjects. We're their subjects, because she made that statement because she don't understand the pain of a black man, that we have not had sanctuary in this country, that we were enslaved blacks in America. I got to take a break. I'll try to take a one-minute break and come back. It's so much. I kind of lost a lot of the time here this morning because I was doing something, trying to pull some stuff together for y'all. But I want you to talk of Chicago, 69WVON. Our number is, I almost gave 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.thevon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And I don't know, we on Blog Talk. We're on Blog Talk and some other things. I'm a little heavy because I want to put some perspective here with y'all. Okay? Get your coffee, get your tea, and come on back and talk to me. I'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Patricia Van Pelt, and I am offering you a personal invitation to tune in to Wakanda for Life on the Perry Small Show every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. As you know, Wakanda for Life was brought into existence by four professional African-American women that dared to step out in the CBD space in Illinois, helping thousands of people get their life back. And now, The four co-founders are on the forefront of the war against the coronavirus. Join us, Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Rita McGuire, Super CEO, Ms. Melissa Boston, Ms. Phyllis Nash, the Senior Vice President of Sales, and, of course, yours truly, Dr. Patricia Van Pelt, President of Wakanda for Life, every Tuesday on the Perry Small Show. For more information, dial 847-231-2440. Wakanda for Life is here for you. 847-231-2440.
Hi, everybody. It's Michelle Obama. Our communities are among the hardest hit by the coronavirus, and we've got to do everything we can to keep each other safe. And that means staying home, because even if we're not showing any symptoms, we can still spread the virus to others. Let's keep each other safe by just staying home. Thank you so much, and God bless.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay. Quality conversation, protecting, preserving, and preparing our past, present, and future. Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Life has changed, but at WVON, that's a good thing. Coming soon, Vaughn TV. It's your chance to enjoy all of our festivities from the comfort of your home. From movies to original programming to WVON talk shows, all the things you love at your fingertips. That's what Vaughn TV is all about. It's where vision meets volume. Keep listening for more details on how you can step into the future with us. It's Vaughn TV, a subsidiary of Midway Broadcasting Corporation. We're the company that continues to deliver cultural content on purpose.
Samantha Thomas on the Talk of Chicago.
What's going on, Tiny? How are you this evening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Chicago is one of my homes too now. I love Chicago. I ain't gonna even flex. I love it.
I like the shopping there. Yeah. I like the good eating there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The people are cool. Yeah. I just love the atmosphere of Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I hear him in the background too. Okay. Tell T.I. Chicago said what's up.
Chicago said what's up, Tip.
Hey, what's going on?
This is
weeknights, Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Breeding.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No, Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are 5 product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. I'm going to come to the phones because I know y'all want to talk, but I got so much information to share with y'all, and I got 3 minutes before I go back to the 7 o'clock hour. And I'm going to take a minute of y'all, and I'm going to go back. I got a lot of information to share with y'all. Calvin, how you doing this morning?
Morning, Mother Tillman. I've been a long-time listener and a long-time supporter when you were the alderman. Still wish you were the alderman. My point is this, Alderman Tillman. I would want to say, as far as us, a 53-year-old man, we have to get back and, you know, immerse our culture because we are lost. Like you said, there's no reason why we should be burning things down that's supposed to be conducive for us. If I was going to be violent and do something as far as that nature, I would go after those individuals or go to the lawmakers and say, hey, we demand change now.
Right.
This guy isn't arrested. We're coming after y'all. I mean, because, like I said, Alderman, our culture is so immersed and learn from you, we should not forsake it and build upon it. I understand there's trepidancies and things, but our minds are so empowered and empowered.
And everybody's using us. They're using
exactly.
us politically. They're using them for everything else. And the fact that Hillary Clinton had a nerve to send out about this and that, and she the one put all them black folks in jail. I said everybody's been political while our people are hurting. They burnt down these black folks' stuff in Minnesota, too. And it was, I got
exactly.
it. I saw these whites. You see all these whites doing all this stuff and the black folks falling behind them?
Exactly. Just making us look bad. Not cool at all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I got so much to share with y'all. Go look at last night's press conference this morning at 2 o'clock with the governor, and you'll find out what he said. And I'm going to go to Michael O'Connor. Thank you, Calvin. Michael? Oh, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I've been up
How
all night, Michael. I'm so upset.
I know. Me too. Look, let me tell you something. I watched that conference, and let me tell you where I'm at with this. I'm reminded of Patricia Hill Collins, who once says, successful challenges to injustice, poverty, and inequality require sustained, key word, Dorothy, sustained action by everyday citizens. As a child of Dr. King's dream, we don't need another king to lead us or save us. Instead, we need to believe that we can act like Dr. King
right.
in the conscience of our everyday life.
You know, I'm so
clearly,
I'm so glad you said that.
That has not happened with when it concerns public policy. You talk about how this policeman was charged.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Minnesota statute, you will see that it is without intent. So you're right. The setup has started. A lot of people know it. These young people know this stuff.
Well, okay,
and
Michael,
yeah.
I'm glad I just took you before I went on my break because I think it's time for me to go now. How much that, 30 seconds? Okay, I got to go. I just took out because I got so much. Go look at it. You saw the press conference. I'm glad you did. And you see what's going on. We need to refocus back on what happened to Floyd and the fact that how long he and this man worked together and a bunch of other stuff. And then we'll try to find out why the cartel is not back in Minnesota with their guns. And Antifa is there. They got whole armies, and our folks are following them without knowing it. Thank you, Michael. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee, tea, in the conversation with me. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. I'm just so, I tell you, we're on Blog Talk. We're on everything, y'all. Get your coffee, get your tea. When I come back, I'm not going to be doing Lift Every Voice. I'm going right back into this because I want to talk to y'all. This stuff is too deep. And our people are getting hurt, and that's why Eli should not even be the congressman. She haven't spoke up yet. But I got a lot to talk about. Get your coffee. Get your tea. I'm just going to be gone for a few minutes. And I'm coming back, and I'm getting right back into this. There's no way that I'm going to play too much music when I come back. I want to talk to you. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON. Sherwin, Chicago.
Drop for us.
The daily death rate dropped to a new low since the peak, 67 lives lost on Thursday here.
We hope and we pray that continues to be the case.
Five regions of the state are ready for phase two of the reopening, which means most retail, barbershops, and salons, as well as some offices. New York City will begin phase one on June 8th. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The coronavirus count today in the U.S., more than 1.7 million people have now been infected. Almost 103,000 have died worldwide. More than 365,000 have died. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Almost half of the states and several cities are fighting the Trump administration's proposed rollback of Obama-era mileage standards.
The Obama administration's call for yearly 5% improvements in fuel efficiency was seen as the government's most forceful initiative against climate-changing fossil fuel emissions. But the Trump administration wants to cut that down to a 1.5% annual improvement, while the challengers claim the new rule violates the Clean Air Act and other laws. The White House had argued that the average price of a new car would drop $1,000 if automakers spent less on improving mileage. I'm Evan Haining.
Poor and homeless people in steaming hot southwest desert cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are searching for places to stay cool. They can usually depend on government-run spaces like libraries, but in many cities where temperatures can soar into the triple digits, those spaces are now closed. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Work at home. Work out at home. Second period math at home. Date night at home. Lately, we're doing a lot more at home, which means we're doing a lot less driving. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you get the same reliable coverage you'd expect, but only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save more with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote.
Price also includes a daily rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This message is for all of our dedicated WVON listeners who have the best interests of our community uppermost in your minds and hearts. It's census time, and we need to make certain that we get our full count on. Be on the lookout for the form you received in the mail because it's coded for your address, and make sure when you fill it out, you list everyone staying in your household as of April 1st. It takes less than 10 minutes to complete, but the numbers will determine our destiny for the next 10 years. That's right, our legislative representation and the money allocated for all our essential services are both based on the census count. We can't complain about not getting our fair share if we don't count ourselves in. That's why at WVON, we're down for the count, and we need you to make yourself count, too. For more information, go to 2020census.gov. COVID-19 is ravaging the black community. The only way we can get out in front of it is to get tested. Free testing is available daily from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for anyone who wants it in the parking lot of the Studio Movie Grill, 210 West 87th Street. Protect yourself, your family, friends, and your community from COVID-19. We are all in this together, whether you have symptoms or not. Everyone needs to take this test. Testing is available 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the parking lot of the Studio Movie Grill, 210 West 87th Street. Take your health and your family's health into your hands. Get your free COVID-19 test today. This message is sponsored by 16th District State Senator Jacqueline Collins.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks.
So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
There's strength in one number, and that number is you. Spend 10 minutes for your city. Go to census2020.chicago.gov and participate in the census. You count.
Maxwell Speaks with Maxwell Billion.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
We got some difficult days ahead. Might not get there with you, but I don't mind. I'm going to cut it short a little bit, because y'all see these difficult days. That was Dr. King, and the last thing he wrote was, and you need to get that book, where would it go from here? Chaos or Community. We're back, y'all, wherever you are in the state, of the country, in the city, in the world. It is 7 o'clock, and it's time to take that deep breath. We're going to do it three times, and I'm going to do it black enough for you. Then we're going to do Dr. King, and then I'm going to come to you. I got to play it for you. I couldn't do it all. Take a deep breath, y'all. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. Out the new Trinity. Black, 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 black. Come on, one more time. Black, black, black. I know y'all. I'm so upset. Black. Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you?
Am I black enough for you?
Here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm proud of being black. And I got so tired of them last night talking about Dr. King using us. We can't be used again like this. I'm black and I'm proud of y'all. We're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690, and the great city of Chicago, the great WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. If you missed this, you can go back on Blog Talk and get it. But this is something, y'all. It's a lot going on, but they can keep y'all mind somewhere else and don't know what's going on. 773-591-1690. I'm kind of concerned about the young folks. You can call in and chat with me. I got a couple of lines on them, not many, but I'm going to try to clear and listen to as many folks as I can. But the young folks are messed up. We're not MLK. We're Malcolm X. They don't even know Malcolm. I don't remember Malcolm burning down nobody, no black folks clubs and burning up nothing. They didn't even understand what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stood for. Malcolm X or Minister Louis Farrakhan, about self-help, protecting your family, protecting your community, you know. But these folks are using this now, and we're following them. They burnt down the post office, Wells Fargo. That's federal. And they're going to be just like the black folks who got put in jail in the 60s. What his name, Bobby Seale or Robert Seale, what his Seale name was, who couldn't get out, and all the black folks who couldn't get out, and heirs and all of them went on. You're going to see, you know, you burn the post office down, the stimulus checks is in it. Your mama's mail is in it. Your light bill is in it. All that's the only way your communication is there. You hit a bank and do all that crazy stuff. And the man that hit, you can look it up. His name is Jacob Peterson of the St. Paul Police Department. He's the one that was walking around with that black on. And he was the one that the first breached the third precinct. He hit Target and that zone, whatever that zone, all those zones. And then he got ratted out. He said, And some folks say, oh, that wasn't under him. They tried to deny it, but the governor said they're not sure. But they're not going to say it's not. And he was on TV, and folks was following behind him. And then they said that, I told y'all that, when I told y'all listening this morning, because I talked to Mays about this man had a 17-year relationship with this club, Avenue Wave. It's called L-N-U-E-V-O, but it's longer than that. He was 17 years. That was the police officer, and Floyd was there for two. My thing, that was a personal takedown, premeditated murder. But we can't talk about that because y'all following the folks destroying your community, destroying black businesses, and walking around, y'all going to get hurt. That's what you're going to do. They're going to try to use this politically, and they tried to turn it every kind of way they could. They wanted to turn it so you can get off of that. And we're not talking about Floyd anymore. We're not talking about charge this man. You know, we're premeditated murder and charge the rest of them. No, we following other folks, and they the one doing it all over. Black folks following, we're going to follow them. We follow them everywhere. It don't make any sense. Amy Gorbachev, in 2006, did you give me that thing, the thing with the stuff on it, Titus? Did I leave it in there? In 2006, I think you gave it to me. Amy Gorbachev, she had the opportunity to, the one that gave all the list of all the stuff he had. Did I put it? I put it. All in 2000, all the stuff that this man who had worked for this club for 17 years, he was up for murder. And Amy Gorbachev didn't even charge the officer. And she running around. What did I do with the sheet? Did I break it with me? Oh, okay, thank you. I want y'all to know. Okay, in 2008, his name is Chauvin, Chauvin, shot and wounded Ira Luttrell Tolles during a domestic assault, according to a 2/11 article from the Pioneer Press. And Chauvin and other officers showed up to an apartment south Minnesota just before 2 a.m., grabbed one officer, then they shot him, and in 2006 he hurt some other folks, and he had a long record. And they never would charge him with nothing, and he thought he was getting away again. We got to look at it like that, like the governor said last night. I'm trying to find his press, but it was so much, we're trying to find it. If Jimmy, somebody finally can send it to me. What the governor said, it was the cartel and Antifa and all of them in there, and all the other stuff is really deep. What I'm going to do is play Maya Santa Maria, who was the club owner, right now. Play her.
The first time she saw this video, Maya Santa Maria says it took her a moment to make the connection.
My friend sent me, said, "This is your guy, the guy who used to work for you," and I can say it's not him. And then they did the close up. And that's when I said, oh, my God, that's him.
She says now former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin worked security for her at El Nuevo Rodeo for 17 years before she sold the club just months ago.
He sometimes had a real short fuse, and he seemed afraid when there was an altercation. He always resorted to pulling out his mace and pepper spraying everybody right away, even when I felt it was unwarranted.
Even more surreal, Santa Maria says, is that George Floyd, the man pinned under Chauvin's knee on Monday night, worked for her, too.
I didn't recognize George as one of our security guards because he looked really different lying there like that. And it wasn't until I saw the pictures of him come up, then it snapped, and one of my employees said, look, Maya, he worked for us.
Both men who worked security for the same club before their final encounter that left one dead and the other at the center of national outrage. But Santa Maria says she does not know if they ever really knew each other.
They were working together at the same time. It's just that Chauvin worked outside, and the security guards were inside.
Do you believe that?
I thought to myself, what if he could have just said, hey, man, you and I worked together at Maya's place, man. Like, remember me?
Remember me? Yeah, he remembered him. You going to say you took him down for a counterfeit. He might not have had a counterfeit. That's some interesting stuff, and it stuff get real deep. And that's why the president said they're investigating. They said that he said his stuff was heavy. It's kind of deep. Why y'all being all emotional? Because this man, that was personal the way he killed him. He wanted to make sure his butt was dead. One time he acted like it was his lover, like he was having an affair with the man while he was killing him, like it was some kind of satisfaction. But then when I saw all this, that was something deep. And then they said the cartel and all of them came up in there with their guns, they getting their territory and doing all kind of stuff. And our folks out there following behind them, grabbing beer, getting drunk, and don't even know what the world is going on. And they keep burning down stuff and making you look. And these folks trying to be political, and Antifa taking advantage of it. If you saw it in Chicago last night, all these white kids walking, black folks don't go out with them folks today. Till you find out, don't follow folks unless you know what the agenda is. I always told you that you can work with me, but you can't lead me. And that was the difference in our movement, that we laid out our plan, we knew what we were going to do, and we did it, and other folks joined us. That's why I said, through your strategy, the information flow. But right now, folks are being all emotional and coming out and saying stuff, and they didn't even know what was what. This is some deep stuff. Gorbachev can go somewhere. And the congresswoman can go somewhere, too. And what we got to think of, why are we letting these folks lead us? We need to get this man charged with premeditated murder. We need to get the other folks charged. And we need to make our black, like May said, he mentioned it, but I'm going to go deep into it, all our black elected officials. In fact, the black Congress, the black caucus, and every level need to be making a statement. I don't need to see my sister Maxine. I'm, oh, yeah, Trump is the reason why. It's white supremacy. You better look at the stuff and see what's behind it. But y'all need to come up with legislation. You might not be able to change your behavior, but we can change legislation. And I think we need to change it. I think in this city, police officers have their own insurance, like May said. And the fraternal police should have their insurance. And if not out of your taxpayer dollars, then they got to be scrutinized. And you got to make the officers look like those communities that they're representing. And even some of them might be off. If they off, get rid of them too. But this is the time for major legislation and some other things. But it's time that this man, this officer act like he had to die. And he didn't mind doing it because he thought he was going to get away like he did with all the others. All the other times, 17 complaints and 3 murders, allegedly, that's some deep stuff. And we follow behind. Hey, man, we just tired. Look at us. They mess. Yeah, they do. And what you're doing is letting these folks take away from what happened to our boys, to our men, every day by following this. And these folks going to go home to a nice, clean house, to a job, to all that other stuff, whatever they want. Today, little rich suburb, you're going to be sitting around, walking around to them. Oh, I'm sick. I done burned up the Walgreens, so I can't get my medicine. I ain't got no, oh, Lord, I need this. This is deep. Let me go to the phone. Let me know when you find the governor. You got the governor's statement? You do? I'm going to play the governor's statement, y'all, and then I'm going to come to the phone.
You address, are there white supremacists causing destruction in the city?
Yeah, well, the unconfirmed reports, and again, we're trying to get that, but we've got intel from all the different agencies. Of course, this is where the federal government helps us with some of this. I certainly can't confirm personally on this. My suspicions and what I've seen on this, yes. It gets worse than that. The cartels, who are wondering that was a break in their drug transmissions, are trying to take advantage of the chaos that's there too. That's why this situation is on a federal level. You're seeing it highly coordinated across the country, so that will happen. And I think this is the conversation we're having with the president, that we're having together here, to be very clear with Minnesotans in the dangerous situation of those who are going to legitimately grieve George Floyd's death are going to gather here. It is a highly volatile situation, and these folks who want to do this blend in, and when you look at those pictures as you see at night, it looks like they're just strolling and 8 o'clock's coming and we'll see if they go home. They didn't come to stroll. They didn't come to go home. They came, and I think asking where the guard is, how they're responding, think about a rule of engagement in a civilized society where these people have no rules. Their one goal is that destruction or to hurt or to entice those folks to come in, and our folks are the professionals that is not our intention. Our intention is to restore order. We want them to do nothing more than go home. We don't want them arrested. We don't want to try and have violence on the streets, but that's who they are. So I don't know if John can speak any more on unconfirmed reports, but I think it's very clear by now when you have a situation like this across the country, elements that want to do that are certainly gathering. And then they are professionals on some of the, like John said, we're seeing evidence of a pretty sophisticated attempt to cause problems.
Thank you. Now, what he said was when the reporter asked him, he said, no, I don't know. I've heard that the supremacists, but I do know he said he knew the cartels and Antifa and all of them was up in there. That says a lot, y'all. That says an awful lot. Let me go to the – did I get the number and all the other stuff? I said all that stuff, talk with Chicago, 69 WVON, coffee, tea, and a conversation. I said all that, a conversation with me. I'm telling y'all, I'm somewhere else today, 773-591-69. Let me go to the phone. Mama D, how you doing?
Oh, I'm in shock. It's not every day that you witness a torture, a crime against humanity. Reverend Dr. King said that we were exiles in our own land and that man never does anything in tranquility, that they have to be stirred up to act. And I noticed that media is trying to water this whole thing down. Oh, he said, I can't breathe. He said, he did. It was much, much deeper.
Yeah, because they want to use it for political reasons. That's why they're saying this stuff. And then they bring this other stuff in and trying to say, these are the young black folks, and they are terrible, and they're tired of it. You look and you see all these white kids running around breaking up something, black folks following them. It is, we got to be careful. And that's why, Mama D, I was telling them about all these three killings, 17 complaints at the same club, counterfeit money, all other stuff, and all the cartels and Antifa and all of them is in there. Hey, we better get back on what happened to Floyd. That was premeditated murder.
At Floyd was one of us as a protected class of persons. He's a Jim Crow genocide survivor.
I know. Wait, Mama D. I want to stay right here on what happened there in terms of I want to go to genocide survivor and I want to talk about. See, we got it. They put the police officer in jail on some second degree. That's premeditated murder. That's what he needs to have. We got to go back as wild as. Because they're all over this country, all of our cities right now with our young folks following these folks. So I want to keep my eyes on that prize, and I understand the background that you're giving. So let's wrap it up for me.
One question.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with America's 2007 Jim Crow genocide? The Genocide Accountability Act that comes with a life sentence and $1 million fine.
Well, let's talk about that next week.
That's what they need to be charged with.
Okay, but right now we want them to charge them with premeditated murder. It's on the book. We saw it. Thank you, Mama D. Tommy, how you doing?
Miss Dorothy, let me just say good morning to you.
Good morning.
And nobody seems to want to hear the truth. What is it that you can believe in anymore? Okay, so what? He got charged with murder. We didn't see people get charged with murder. Look what happened with Van Dyke in the city of Chicago. All those police officers that stood right out there and watched that man do what he did, lied.
They should be charged too. Did you see?
But they're all free.
We got a little solution. Did you notice on the car that four of them was on him and the man was an agent who was standing there looking, but three other officers was on him. It wasn't just this man. Because they done took our eyes. They got us burning and doing other things. We done took off our eyes off the prize with us to focus on making them not be free. How can we focus and push these folks to do that when they got us burning down post offices and stuff?
Miss Dorothy,
uh-huh.
I'm not trying to overtalk you.
You're not?
Please no, I'm not trying. No way. I just want you to hear what I'm saying to you.
I heard you.
I'm saying... Chicago, get ready, because they're going to do something stupid here in Chicago.
Oh, yes, they are.
And,
I agree.
And people are not listening anymore. You have the perfect storm, the pandemic, no money, no jobs, no future, no nothing.
Okay.
And when people are like that who already didn't have nothing, all they have is the street.
But I'm trying to tell you, but wait, Tommy, I'm not going to accept that off right now, and I understand that. What I'm saying is our people are not, they're being led by Antifa and all of them. They're being led by somebody else to tip their own community. If we're upset about what's going on, we need to come up with something and do something. Don't let nobody else come in and lead us to do all this stuff, and we get on the radio or we get on the TV and we verify what these folks are doing, not us.
Dorothy, you're right.
Okay.
Miss Dorothy, you're right. Hold on. Miss Dorothy, what you're saying, let me just say this real quick.
Okay,
what
wrap
you're
it
saying
up for
is
me.
Right. What you're saying is absolutely right. But you can't talk sense to fools. You got fools in the street. Get ready, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago better get ready. Why, the mayor right there talking about F you to the president, that was really bad. That was really bad, I tell you. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Ms. Tillman, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, let's light up. You are so right about the premeditated murder, because it's been revealed this cop did not like the fact that Brother George had a white girlfriend. So it's
well, I don't care about who. I don't know about who's in the bed with.
Listen, I don't either.
Listen to me, Frank. What do need to be revealed is that they work together. They work together. The officer, the cop had they worked for 17 years, for I think 17 or 19 years. 17 years, and Floyd worked there for 2 years. The officer had 17 complaints, and he killed 3 people. Amy Gobishaw, why the Democrats are going to have you talking about all this mess, her butt did not charge him with anything. Why they try to make you look at Trump and look at everybody else, you need to look at what they did. You got Eli, what is this girl's name, and from Somalia. She's not even speaking up for the brother. Now, there was an article in the Minneapolis WCCO, the Crow Wing County Sheriff officer say a girl was shot on Thursday night after a drug deal involving counterfeit money, and Central Minnesota law enforcement have since called her injured minor. And they were talking about the investigation of a group of juveniles purchasing marijuana, a bunch of stuff. They saying counterfeit money is floating around in that city and with drugs. I don't know. I can't say nothing I don't know for all other stuff, but this is an article. If you want to look at the Minneapolis WCCO, the Crow Wing County Sheriff Office, and then you're going to find out that this stuff is deeper than what you think. That's why the cartel and all of them is there. Thank you so much, Frank. Okay, I'm trying to remember how to do it. Did I cut it off? Okay. I'm trying to see what is look on number two. I'm trying to. We got these new phones. I'm trying to do. Okay, Israel, how you doing? Hello. Help me out. What is number two? Got this line sticking up like that. Is Israel gone? Okay. What does that mean? Hello. Hello, Israel. Okay. Where I turn it off at? Right here. Okay. All right. Who I got now? Israel. Hi, Israel. Is Israel on? Israel gone? Okay. Let me go to Milt. Milt, yes, how can I help you? What's wrong with the phone? I can't hear. I know Israel probably wasn't gone either. All my phones are gone now. This is funny. I can't hear nothing, y'all. If y'all there, hang in there. Okay, what's going on here? Okay. Let me try Israel again.
Hello?
Israel, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You was there all the time, huh? What was going on?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. They kept me down for a minute.
Oh, well, you know what's going on. They don't want the truth to get out. But, yeah, it's getting interesting. I just two things I feel going on. Because a long time ago now, I got out of high school. We went down to school, college. And then white girls do be interested in black men. But I ain't going to go there right now. But, I remember I used to hear about the mafia. They used to get away with all the murders. The police do the hits for the murder, for the mob.
I remember Cliff Kelly used to say, when they knock on your door, go out the back. Yeah, but but see, all officers are not bad. I don't want to paint no broad brush. And we got.
I ain't say all of them. I just said who do the hits for the mob.
Yeah,
that's all I said.
They put,
and the white supremacists.
Yeah, they put and the black and the other ones too, the Antifa and all the other folks.
That was a hit on that man.
Well, it could have been a hit. They had some. You look at the relationship. Did you hear everything I was telling you a few minutes ago?
Yes, ma'am. I heard. Yes, ma'am. You know I'm listening to you.
So that was very personable. Something was going on. And the governor said everything is in. When the governor said the cartels and Antifa and all in there, then a reporter said, "We heard that the white supremacy." He said, "Well, yeah, I heard, but our intelligence says this." And
yeah, I heard the governor. That was deep. It don't get no deeper than that.
2 o'clock in the morning, I was up watching this stuff till 4. And it was time for me to get up at 4:30, Israel. But
this don't bring us together. I don't know what will.
Well, how you gonna come together when somebody else is leading you? Right now,
I mean the ones that us leaders, not the followers. You know, followers need leaders.
But the leaders who's supposed to be leaders are falling in with the rhetoric.
Who named them leaders? They miss leaders. You ask me.
But I want you to hear me for a minute. They fall in with the rhetoric without the first, you know, the first principle of nonviolence. You gather your information. They went running and talking and hollering, and they didn't even look to find out that this man and the man, they knew each other.
So that sounds like followers to me. These people give us our leaders. Them people ain't leaders.
And
that's my personal opinion.
And the fact that he had 17 complaints and 3 folks killed. Amy Gobishar, everybody loved, who was supposed to be the running mate for Biden, wouldn't even charge him in 2006. And then when you look at everybody, I find it real interesting that the congressman is quiet with her big mouth. She'd be all over the place. That one from Somalia, she'd be talking mess. She'd be everywhere talking mess about what's going on in Somalia, the West, the Mideast and all, and here right in her district.
I'm going to say thank Yahweh for camera phones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Israel. You know, it's like we're without sanctuary. You got to get that book. Why all these cities, including Chicago, trying to give sanctuary to people who are illegal, let them stay here, won't even turn on ICE or nothing else, won't do anything. They can do anything they want to. But a black man, take him down. A black young boy, take him down. I don't care if you're a preacher, deacon, or Indian chief, take him down. Stay in. Do this. I saw the march last night. They got to start over because all the black folks didn't show up in Chicago with them. These folks are leading us away from our strategy and what we need to be doing with our legislation. I think that our elected officials, elected, anointed, and appointed, need to take a position, not wait for Lord anybody to call them. They need to say what we need to do. Dr. King said, "I might not be able to do your behavior, but I can get legislation. You know, I can't tell you what to do, but we can do legislation, do other stuff, and we can try to make sure that we put more black police officers who sensitive to our community, like Renault Robinson and all of them were. We make sure that they get on the police force. But when they got rid of the merit selection, on the back, they got rid of selection where folks was able to put some blacks, you push for blacks to get on the leadership. But we accept everything. At night, look in Chicago. You don't see no black leaders, black folks out there. You need to look at what's going on here. And for Mayor Lightfoot, I'm just really ashamed and upset with you for you to get on the TV and say F the president. That's after the day before or the early that day, you had such a beautiful article when you spoke about this young man getting murdered. You talked about your brother and all. I thought it was a great, touching article. But when you did that, come on. You owe Chicago an apology. Connie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well under all of these negative circumstances. How are you?
I'm fine, Connie. She was I see your comment. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She been vetted, and now they pull a vet back. She was vetted.
No, I heard Mr. Biden say, his campaign rather, say that they had vetted.
I'm not here to try to. You know what? Wait. No, you can't, because I'm not here to try to defend, to talk about Biden, none of them. All I want to know, she was vetted, and she's a senator, and she did not put that man in office. I'm not talking about, I love you, Connie, but I'm not thinking about Biden today. I'm thinking about black folks. I'm sick of, I'm not trying to, you know, she been vetted, and she was very close. And I love you, Connie, except, excuse me for doing that. I'm so tired of black folks. Elder, how you doing?
You, Dr. Tillman.
Yeah, I don't got time to talk about no done Biden.
Yeah, because they all lining up under the same status quo. Hell no.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just
wanted to make a comment.
Elder, we all know.
I wanted to make a comment right
before you make your comment, we all know that Amy Klobuchar was being vetted to be his vice president. And that's a fact. And everybody was pushing for her because they thought that she would have been good for him. You know, we got to get our own. Come on. Go on, talk, Elder. I'm really upset. I stayed up all night. I only had 30 minutes of sleep. I'm upset. Because I'm mad to see these black folks following these white folks, tearing up our community. They tore up the done black men, the black folks' stores and stuff. They're following folks. They're not setting examples to deal with the issue. The issue is, and what the problem was, is that this police officer did a premeditated murder. Now, that's what we're supposed to be talking about. We want him
regardless
to be charged.
Of whatever he was supposed to be accused of, they knew exactly what they was doing, and they killed him. That's the end of the story, and I don't know why they're looking anywhere else.
Because we over there following some old Antifa and following these other folks and these white folks leading us to go tear up our community versus, look, we want him charged. And that's what we all should be saying. We want him charged.
Not below just third degree.
And we need to say and charge the other ones. And that's what we need to be saying. Yeah. And what they said is, man, Jacobs Peterson from St. Paul Police Department was one of the ones out there helping to tear it up. You can go look. Allegedly, it's all over the net. And the police department denied, but the governor say he think it might be. And they're looking at him. He's the one that had that black on. And he's supposed to be the one that hit target, the first dude to hit the target to the AutoZone, to the 3rd District Police Station. So you got to look at what's going on here. The governor said last night.
I got to say this right quick, Dr. Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
We got to look at what's happening here in this state. They do not. It's against the law to film the police on any stops or any crimes. That's supposed to be against the law in Illinois. I think that's wrong. They need to repeal that law. Second, Daly and his brother or his son is right here buying property up on the west side, like nobody. West side and the south side, like don't nobody know.
Well, let's deal with that. I agree with you. We got to deal with that as to why at another time. And I think that's merit. We need to deal with that. Deal with Biden and all that. But right now, we got to talk about where is our black leaders talking about legislation. All of our Congress people are all quiet.
Exactly.
Our state rep, our local folks. I mean, what are they saying about legislation? We need to tell our boys and girls, get your butt in the house. Stop following them folks who got an agenda that you don't know anything about. This is not, you're not starting, they're using your emotions. This man needs to be charged with premeditated murder. The other folks need to be charged for doing, and that's what we need to be on. That's what we need to be on. But they're not on it. It's deep. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
I'm very upset. Art, how you doing?
Good morning, young lady. How are you?
I'm fine, young man.
All right. Three quick points. Even though we forced in the past laws and rules and regulations, they're not going to – why would the oppressor enforce any rule, law, or regulation that's going to put him out of power? If there's nothing for him to fear, when you come to the table, he knows that you have a negotiation, meaning that if I don't, the consequences would be heavy, then we're just spinning our wheels, number one. Number two, we don't get to community codes of conduct and family values. This is the reason what you're saying is correct. Our community doesn't have any codes of conduct, so we just follow anything. If those are in place, we're not enforcing those community codes of conduct. And third, these situations can be handled because when you have a community code of conduct, then you have people in your community that will go handle this type of business.
Well, you had Deacons of Defense.
And very little loss will be lost in these situations.
We had the Deacons of Defense and some other folks. So
exactly.
But I disagree with you about it doesn't matter. It does matter. This country have a constitution. This country have a laws and regulations, and the way we fight is we have to use. That's why I tell black folks.
Well, I agree with you on that. So, no, I'm not disagreeing that.
I know. I'm talking on the part.
Have, but it has to be that defense part that you're talking about, because when our country negotiates with somebody else, they negotiate because they have something to lose. So
they don't go
to other people's country because there's a power that they fear. That's the only thing that I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, but
it has to
be something to back it up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. They got this. This fake money is going everywhere now. Three men caught using. Did you bring me all my paperback I gave you? Because I have. Okay. Three men caught using fake $100 bills, charging says, from Chicago. I ain't trying to deal with all this fake money. Who is this police department? Is that in Illinois? Is this police department? There's a lot of stuff out here, y'all. This stuff is deep. Y'all need to stop and look and bring our children in the house before they all be hurt up too bad, I tell you. Lewis, how you doing?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Yes, I heard that the Reverend Al Sharpton and the Reverend Jonathan Jackson is supposed to be up there representing our interests.
Well, I don't know. I heard Sharpton on MSNBC, and he said one thing I agree with. They shouldn't have burned down this black folks' stuff. But I don't think we need to – we got to focus. Before you represent anything, you got to first get the information. They had the bully. They had the pulpit. They should have been talking about this officer. They should have been talking about how he got 17 complaints and three dead, and how Grobuchar. They ain't gonna talk about Amy Grobuchar because she's a Democrat. Didn't file suit against this man after he killed somebody in 2008. She didn't do anything about that. They're not gonna talk about Jacob Peterson from the PD and Antifa. They're not gonna talk about because Soros are giving a lot of money. Soros sent Antifa in there. And then you also had the governor. I played the governor's thing. He said that they had the cartel and everything else in that shooting last night. So, you know, you got to be able to tell the truth, pray, tell the truth, and stay with, and you know, because that's all we're going to save our children. Going up there, just some of y'all get some peace, and y'all go sit down, and this ain't going to help nothing. That's not going to get it.
Right, and we have to stay with nonviolence.
You got
to
stay with. When I heard this girl say, I'm not an MLK. I'm looking at this little girl. And it's all that disrespect. I hate children called Dr. King MLK. His name is Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He was a minister. He was spiritual. We got to get back to spirituality. We got to go back to God. And I'm with Malcolm. She didn't even know Malcolm. Malcolm wouldn't have did no mess like that.
Right.
And they're not even starting to tear the community up. They're following another white group that's been sent in all over this country to destroy it. And it's going to be like Detroit. It's going to be like the West Side. It's going to be like Gary. All these places, they're going to go back home and lay back and say, yeah. And then they're going to come over in a few years and buy up all the land.
I believe you.
Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too now. Anita.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I want to say this. I'm okay. God said
you,
it did not build on the...
I want you to stay on the subject. Now, don't take me all across the thing.
I'm not.
Okay.
He said if something is not built on the right foundation, it's going to come down. Our business communities have not been built on the right foundations, and whatever happened to them, I don't care.
I do, and I don't like you saying that. I do care. You know, we have to care. We really have to care. And all black businesses are not like that. I know some black businesses that do a lot for black people. We just don't have enough. These other folks have currency. They have country. Just like I know some ministers who are very spiritual and doing a lot. And then you got something that's playing. And then we talk about all of what. We got to stop. That's all part of it. That's all part of it. We got good and evil and everything. That's why I say all the police officers are not bad. Let me get Milk. I'm running out of time now, Milk, so you got to help me out. I'm going to go real fast on this now.
You hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, Milk. Yeah, help me out real fast. Yeah,
yes.
How you doing?
I have 22 days older than you. I love you like I love my mother.
Thank you.
You are confused. Everything that you know the white man has taught you. You are not African. You are Asiatic.
By Milton, I'm black American, descendant of an enslaved black in America. Thank you. I mean, see, that's what I mean. The reason people go all over the board, I don't know what I'm going to do without people. You say, and sometimes I think folks like to talk about other stuff because if you really, I thought when I was organizing for Dr. King, or moving around, that when you really get folks and sandwich them in to facts and truth, then they know they got to come up with a plan and they got to move out. But they keep a whole lot of confusion. They ain't got to do no more talk. Pontificate all day long. Pentecost, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Hello?
Hello, it's Bianchi. How you doing, Dorothy?
Who is this?
This is Bianchi.
Okay, he didn't spell
my
it
name
right.
is,
Okay, how you doing?
Listen, what you said and what it's turning out to be, this is some of the work of Antifa. Because if you look at the pattern, you had to have this former cop that was dressed in black to start busting out one of the people. Wasn't getting ready to do that.
Well, the former cop, that's right. And his name was Jacob Peterson from that. You're right. Go on.
Then you got to ask, he had over 75 cops with gas masks on surrounding his property to keep people from coming up there. He lives out in the country. What the hell you need with gas masks on out in the country? The air is clean. So then they tried to kick something off in Brooklyn, New York. So this is that Antifa popping up again. And the most thing that you said that was true, blacks ain't going to burn down a post office with their stimulus checks up in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm telling you, this stuff is so deep. And that these black folks that are saying it was a black, it was one of the whites that tore up this black woman's business. I'm telling y'all, y'all right here being led by the wrong stuff and the wrong people. Y'all better listen to me. I'm trying to talk to you. T, how you doing? Hello, T?
Hey, what it is, what it was, and what it shall be, Miss Black.
All the way, no cream in my coffee.
All right. You know what? Did they ever establish that this guy had some counterfeit money? And
I don't know what they established or what, but what's important, I think, T, is the fact that for 17 years, this officer worked at this El Nuevo club. I had the owner of the club on, Maya Santa Maria, who also is with let me make sure I tell you the right thing here now. She's also with she's with this radio station, El Rado radio station, La Raz. She's operator of the La Raz radio station. And she got this club this man worked for, and for 17 years. And while he was at them 17 years, he killed three people. And they did security together. So I don't know. This man wanted him dead. This was a premeditated murder. He wasn't going to let him up till he was dead.
You sound like it's a connection there, a deep connection, like you might want to tie up some loose ends or something about, you know.
When the governor said last night, I don't know if you heard it or not.
No.
I don't know how many minutes is the governor's stuff. He's 3 minutes. I might try to play it. I ain't got that much long. The governor said Antifa and the cartel was in Minnesota. The governor said that they had guns and they were shooting at their officers. They said they had to go and protect the infrastructure that Antifa was going to destroy. And they didn't have enough officers. And that's why they've been talking to the president. He said the president and everybody knows what these folks are, who these people are. They identified these people. And I'm telling my folks, do not join these folks in Chicago today when they get out there, because I don't know what their agenda is. Set your own agenda and let folks join us. So I don't know. Thank you, T. I ain't got but a few minutes. I might not be able to play the governor. Maybe take some of it off and just play the little part about Antifa and cartel that I can see. But you all can look it up yourself. And I had the owner. How long is that Santa Maria stuff? 1 minute. Play her real quick. Okay. While you getting it together, I'll take Cliff from Connecticut. Cliff, how you doing? 30 seconds, Cliff.
Mr. King, you mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King. Name me three black preachers in Chicago that remind you of Dr. Martin Luther King.
My pastor, Pastor Andrew Hart Jr. Okay, I ain't got time to argue with these folks. Not today, not while we're at war. Patrick, are you Patrick?
Yes, hello, Sister Tillman. I'll get right to
hello,
the point
Omaha.
Here. Here in Omaha, we had a protest. And, you know, like you, I've been up all night watching CNN, MSNBC, what's going on in Minneapolis. And I see in Atlanta, mess is going on. Here in Omaha, there was a bunch of white folks that were there in the center of town,
uh-huh.
and our local channels was watching this, And I drove down there. I said, let me go take a look and see what's going on. I saw nothing but mostly white folks down there. And they were getting arrested. Well, some of them had guns in their head. They had a gun, holding it in the air.
But this
and
one,
though,
they want to tell you that there was supremacists. Them whites and Black Lives Matter, all that stuff, they was Antifa. They leading black folks over the slaughter. I ain't got that much time. Call me back next week. That's right. I'm telling you, do I have time to play any of that stuff? I don't have no time. Maybe I'll try to save something for Maze. Did I talk to T already? I don't know. I got, how many minutes I got over? Time slipped up on me, y'all. All I got to say is gather your information. I don't know what's going to happen. Prayer do still work. You got the power to take control of this stuff. Because God is in the mind. Prayer work. We got to come back together as family, as Art said, code of conduct. We got to believe in God. We got to come together. We cannot have a leader sitting after the president. We can't do that. I want to salute the mayor in Atlanta for what you did. You really held it down. Chicago, don't get involved in this mess. You got the power. Chicago, don't get all, know what you're doing. I'm not telling you no march. I'm just saying know who you, don't let follow folks. It's our fight. Have them to join us. Let's get on this and try to get some legislation. Let's also try to get this man charged. I don't hear nothing. Also, let this man charged with, we can get this man charged with, first degree murder, premeditated murder, and let's get the rest of them arrested. And let's take care of our families. I said, the Supreme Court passed and said that the state did not have the right to close the churches. That would be up to the churches themselves. We have got to now begin to start having more funerals. When we have our funerals for our closure, black folks cannot have emotional closure with our funerals. That's why those Jewish people in New York had it. And nobody's talking about that. And we have to open up these schools for our children in the midst of all that. God got your back, y'all. God loves you. I love you. Just get your information. Don't follow everybody. You got the power. I've enjoyed y'all. I just didn't have enough time. I had so much. And I was going to deal with the Tulsa. Tomorrow is the kickoff of the Tulsa ride. And it went into, and that all happened because of a white woman lying on a black man like the man did in Central Park. But I got a whole thing I'm going to do on Tulsa next week because this took over. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman saying, you got the power. Hello, my nephews over there in Detroit. Be careful. My children, my grandchildren, my grandsons, and all the young black men and women in this city and in this country, don't be led by that that's not right. Protect yourself. Stay with God. God love you. So do I. Because until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman saying, reparations now.
Somehow my soul remains,
in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restrictions.
Died. At least 50 people arrested in protests in Brooklyn yesterday.
It started as a peaceful demonstration in Manhattan and then eventually making its way to Brooklyn here. What we're hearing from city leaders is they completely recognize where this is coming from. This is that anger, the frustration, and that growing call for justice, not just in the death of George Floyd, but also previous cases as well.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval this morning, members of the Minnesota National Guard on the streets of Minneapolis today. I'm Christopher Cruz. This late word, the Pentagon today ordered the Army to put military police units on alert to head to Minneapolis on short notice at President Trump's request. Georgia's governor has mobilized the National Guard to protect Atlanta, where demonstrators set a police car and an American flag on fire and injured at least three officers spray painting the iconic logo at